This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
I love that my son is already thinking ahead to his career, but I don't know if he's thinking about it for the right reasons. Take a listen. It's time for Carter's question.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
I had career day today. Carter's question: what's the coolest thing about your job?
What do you think you want to be after career day?
Baseball player, because I get a lot of money.
That's going to be your biggest perk?
Mm-hmm.
Not playing baseball for a living?
And being famous.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, he wants to have lots of money and be famous.
That's so much swag.
Why he wants to be a baseball player.
And that's why he doesn't want to be in radio.
Yeah, so maybe you can sway him. He wants to know, what is the coolest part of your job?
Oh, it's definitely not the money.
Not in radio, no.
I like being able to leave at like midday, have a full day gone, have the rest of the day to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And of course, the perks we get. We get a lot of perks.
I would say that's probably the biggest flex of our job is there are a lot of, you know, perks, going to concerts, going to fun events, like things at Disneyland, talking to celebrities. There's definitely some perks with radio. It's not the paycheck.
Definitely not. And we get to chat and have some fun. So radio is fun.
Yeah. All right. We want you to brag on your job for Carter's question. What is the coolest thing about your job?
We want to hear from you. Call or text 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Garn, K-Frog. So we found out your son Carter wants to be a baseball player because of the fame and money.
Yeah.
God, I love that kid.
He said that's the coolest thing about being a baseball player. Really? Not the fact that you would be playing baseball for a living?
So Carter's question today, what is the coolest thing about your job? It's time you brag.
All right, Ken in Riverside, let's first start with, what do you do for a living?
I am a contractor. I do, I specialize in ADUs, auxiliary dwelling units. I convert garages to apartments and I remodel homes.
Wow.
Okay, that's really cool. But what would you say the coolest part of your job is?
The coolest part of my job has to be when I finish a kitchen or a master bathroom and the homeowners, typically it's the wife, when they walk in and tell me that's exactly what I wanted, that means as much, if not more, than the money to me.
That is a great moment.
It's just, it's gratification. That's what I enjoy as much as the money.
Love that, Ken. A lot of teachers weighing in this morning. 951 says, teacher here. For me, the greatest thing about my job is the light bulb moment when a student finally understands a concept.
I'm still waiting for my son to have that light bulb moment.
I'm still waiting for you to have that moment, okay? I'm going to defend Ollie here.
Touche. 951 is also a teacher, actually a teacher's assistant. And I love that I can spend summer break with my kids since they have the same summer break as I do. We don't get paid for it, but we sure do enjoy the time off.
Ooh, listen to this one from the 605. Says, I get to work with some of the smartest people to solve some of the most complex, challenging problems. I work with defense systems.
You're a rocket scientist?
I don't know. That's way above our pay grade.
I don't even know what to say to that, but I'm very, very impressed.
But that does sound really cool.
That's the best thing about this conversation. We get to learn about cool jobs as well. Thanks, Carter.
Yeah, Carter's question. What is the coolest part of your job? You can weigh in now at 888-431-3764. I like Carter's question. It's almost like we're having a job fair this morning, but only giving you the cool jobs with cool perks.
Right. What is the cool thing about your job? I love his question every week because it makes me think outside the box every week. Like, I don't often think, hey, what's the coolest thing about our job? Why do I love doing this job?
Well, and yesterday was career day at his school, and I got to go, and I was like, you know, radio is a pretty unique career, and we do have perks, like going to concerts and talking to celebrities. But some of the other jobs out there, even I was like, wow, that's really cool.
And we get to learn as well, right? Yeah,
exactly. Sarah in Redlands, let's start. What do you do for a living?
I am a massage therapist.
Okay. And what's the coolest part about your job besides rubbing on random strangers?
I work for myself, so my schedule, but the greatest thing about it is helping clients. And I do have some clients that were trying to get the pain away. Like, they've been in a lot of pain, and the doctors wanted them to see a specialist. And they came and saw me, and they were pain-free.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yes. So you're a miracle worker. Yes. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I would say so.
Yeah, I don't perform miracles whatsoever like you do. 909 is also a miracle worker. I get to work training dogs for service members, autistic and handicapped individuals to make their quality of life better and make them more independent. I love you.
I love that. And you get to work with animals, too.
Look at your face.
I know. I mean, I kind of get to work with an animal, too, because I'm with Guy every day.
No, I sound like an animal as you're saying that. What was that? Woof, woof, woof.
What was that?
I knew what you were going to do, and I couldn't get my words out.
Chris from the 760 weighed in and says, I work for this city. I make radio money. He gets us. That's code word for nothing. But I work 4/10s. So I have 3-day weekends every weekend, which means so much more to me because I get to spend more time with my family. It's more than just a paycheck.
I love it. Do you want to hear my favorite text?
Yes.
951. Nothing. I sell door hinges. There's nothing fun about it. I hate my job.
Okay. Note to self, kids. Don't sell door hinges. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt. Okay, Guy, if you had to pick the one coolest thing about your job, what would it be?
It's the perks. It's the perks that go along with radio because it's not the money. Concerts, meeting, you know, celebrities, stuff like that.
I feel like we're almost having like a little virtual career fair today because that's Carter's question. What's the coolest part about your job? Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this?
Hi, this is TJ Austin. I'm calling you guys from Hollywood, California.
Hey, TJ. Let's ask you first, what do you do for a living?
You're Australian.
So this is the TJ Austin, as in Hollywood stuntman and actor TJ Austin.
Oh, my gosh. Who have you done stunts for?
Well, I've doubled Jason Statham, Randy Couture. I doubled Vin Diesel when I did stunt work in the first Triple X movie.
I have so many questions right now. What was the craziest stunt you've ever done? Who was it for?
Well, craziest stunt actually would be for myself. 2008, I jumped a dirt bike, a KX500, 306 feet before Robbie Madison went to Vegas and jumped 326 feet.
So he broke your record. I remember watching that.
That's right. He broke my record.
TJ, I have to imagine you have some horror stories. What's the worst stunt you've done that you're like, oh gosh, I can't believe I actually did that?
I drove a motorcycle at high speed through a wall of fire, and unfortunately the stunt person in charge that used what's called TARPO, it's a fire burning agent, they're supposed to disperse and burn quickly. They used too much of it, but it actually became one of my favorite photos because the flames were so big, vehicles that were parked about 80 feet away, the windshield blew out of it. And you can actually see the side view of me driving through the fire with the car in the background through the flames with the window busted out.
Oh my gosh, dude, I would love to like sit and just pick your brain about your job.
Well, I've met you guys actually, and every year I go to Stagecoach.
Oh man, well, we'll make sure we find you and we'll have a beer.
And speaking of Stagecoach,
hop in, you're on the road to Stagecoach.
Yeah, man. Thanks to your son Carter, Kelly, I feel like I'm more knowledgeable this morning. I've actually learned a few things, which doesn't often happen, just finding out about people's career and their jobs.
This is really interesting. So yesterday was career day at Carter's school, and he got to find out a bunch of different jobs. And his biggest thing was like, what's the cool part of your job? You know, you want to have a fun job. So that was his question this morning. Brenda and Chino, let's start. What do you do for a living?
I worked at a gold mine, and I drove a 240-ton truck. It was 3 stories tall and about 3 stories wide. It was like a dump truck that you would buy your kid as a little Tonka truck, but
mine was real life.
Brenda, how did you get into that profession?
I've been in mining my whole life.
Is that locally down here in Southern California, or where do you work out of?
I work in Nevada.
And what's the biggest gold that you've seen come out of a mine? Have you seen, like, something huge?
Yes. I've seen nugget that was the size of your palm.
I feel like this morning's turned into, like, just who has the coolest job, period. We've heard from a stuntman working in a gold mine. Like, these aren't your typical professions that you see every day at a career fair.
Never think about it like this. And it's been enlightening. And all thanks to Carter. Keep it going.
Penny in Riverside weighed in and said, as a former surrogate, I've given birth to 13 babies. So the best part of my job is definitely seeing the parents' face when they get to hold their child for the first time.
What?
How 13? Special. Yes.
And as a surrogate. Well, I've got to give credit where credit's due. That's very impressive.
951 says, I'm a nurse and our jobs may be really tough at times, but nothing beats 312s. We have 4 days off.
I would take 312s in a second. 4 days off a week? Come on.
There's a big trade-off, though. What nurses do, that's not an easy job. Brag on your job. What is the coolest part of your job? This was all inspired because yesterday was career day at Carter's school. And hearing some of these jobs, I'm intrigued because they're not your normal jobs that you would hear about.
Some of them I've never heard of them, and I love hearing about them now. And I love how Carter asked the favorite thing about your job, because we complain so much about our job, you know, rah, 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 rah.
Right.
It's good to hear this way of it.
Don in Riverside, first off, what do you do?
Anything with the word fire in it, but most of the stuff I do is mostly fire alarms.
So what's the coolest part of your job?
Now, and I've been doing this since 1984. The coolest part about my job now is being able to go to a job that somebody else can't fix, and I can.
Oh, you got that experience. Yes. You're like, oh, step aside, rookie. I got this.
My ego would be like, yep.
Yep, like I said, that's the only part of my job that's good anymore is when I can actually prove somebody else wrong and fix something and it doesn't cost somebody a ton of money to get fixed.
Did you go to a lot of schooling for your job?
Nope, straight out of high school, straight into a job, and been doing it since 1984.
That's impressive, man. Thank you. 909 here is a nurse aide at a school and says, after an emergency with a student or staff, the family member sometimes comes back and gives us a truly grateful thank you. Makes me cry every time. It's crazy sometimes, but I absolutely love the job.
Oh, 909 weighs in, says I'm a local truck driver. I think the coolest part about my job is when I actually get to climb into my truck and I start that engine up.
You got that power.
Yeah. Although I would not think driving in Southern California being a truck driver would be a fun job. Our freeways are not the best.
That's true.
That beer ain't getting any colder.
Want to brag about their jobs this morning, and we're all for it, thanks to Carter and his question.
Yeah, we're asking, what's the coolest part of your job? Corey in Riverside, what do you do?
What's up? Corey from all over Southern California. I'm a truck driver as well, and my best part about my job is listening to you guys every morning.
Yes.
So, yeah, I love it. This is the best job in the world, man. I get paid way too much money to sit in traffic. I don't complain about it ever.
Okay, do you only do Southern California?
I do now, but I have had my CDL a long time, and it took me forever to get a job that actually pays good, and I get to be home every night.
I give it to you, Corey, because that's one job I could not do. I could not drive for a living, especially in Southern California.
Yeah, I get too mad on the 405 freeway or whatever it is, 91. 951, I work in banking. Several times a week, a customer is bringing me snacks and treats and gift cards and gifts of appreciation. It's really nice to feel valued. Some customers we deal with on a daily basis and are able to impact their lives by being kind and listening to what they have going on. Love it.
I'm surprised you didn't say the snacks here at K-Frog was a perk for you.
Do you think I was going to say that?
That's the given.
You would jump all over me if I said that.
509 says, I work in college athletics, so I get to be front row at all sporting events from high school to professional, and it's really cool to see some of these students actually get to be a professional athlete.
It's so cool. When I was in college playing tennis, I wanted to be an athletic director, then realized I wasn't smart enough.
And here you are in radio.
Yeah.
909 says, I have a manager role as a consultant to Caltrans, so I work on all the major freeway projects. I work very closely with the highway patrol. Some of the perks for me are I get to be around massive equipment at all times. I get to stand on the bridges, and I even get to drive the wrong way on the freeway. Not many people can say that.
People can't do that.
Yeah, a very unique perk.
Do you you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.